The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this morning. You got the coffee brewing, the tea brewing, maybe the eggs going, toast going. I can smell it. Please send some over this way. But it's a good way to start today because we're going to give you some good appetite when it comes to finances. We're going to give you some good ideas, hopefully some great strategies and tips that you can implement. We're going to try and make it very simple. And we're going to follow the book, Life in Your Terms, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And later on in the show, we're going to give away the 20 books, Life on Your Terms, A GPS Guide to Retirement, and you'll get a phone number, and you'll call us, and you'll be the first 20, and you'll get it for free. But we want to share with you some of these great concepts when it comes to retirement planning, or if you're already in retirement. So let's just really jump in. I guess, you know, where this all starts and why planning is so much more important these days is that pensions are disappearing, almost like the dodo bird. By the way, do you know the dodo bird? I was looking this up the whole day because people made reference to the dodo bird. The last time it was alive, I guess, or before it became extinct, was 1636, so a couple hundred years, a few hundred years ago. But what's kind of funny about the dodo bird, getting rough on a tangent already, but the dodo bird didn't have any wings, so you wonder why it didn't last, right? So it's a bird without wings, but the pensions are going away of the dodo bird, and the dodo bird didn't have any wings, so no wonder why the dodo bird didn't last too long. But, you know, for companies for many, many years took care of their employees, right? They put money into their retirement plans. They got them annuities in some cases, gave them a monthly benefit, also took care of their health care. So many changes in the last 20, 30 years. Just one generation has changed the landscape from pensions, what they call defined benefit, like what your benefit's going to be. Oh, my benefit will be $4,000 a month, to what they call defined contributions. Now, we define the contributions with a maximum that the IRS gives us. Now, the maximum right now is $18,000 a year. Plus, if you're over 50 or older, I keep reminding you, 50 or older, it's $6,000. So most you can put away is $24,000 is defined contribution. So basically, again, if you're getting stuck in jeopardy and this question comes up, companies went from defined benefits to defined contributions. So what does that mean to you? Well, if you don't have a pension, this is why you want to get this book that we're going to talk about in a little bit, or why you want to pay attention to a lot of these things, because you really have to create your own pension now. You're kind of on your own if you work for corporate America. And for most people, you know, that are listening, if you have an entire career, you'd probably be with 4, 5, or 6 different companies. I was looking at a study recently that if you just graduated in 2016, there's a good chance you may have up to 10 different employees. So that's kind of crazy. So that means you're really going to have to put away money for retirement. Those companies, if you have 10 different companies, most likely they're not going to have a pension and you need to put away. So the best way, actually, we think, to put away for your pension is through 401ks and 403bs and those type of payroll deductions. So we think that's really important. And the reason why, you know, when you start planning, make planning a lot easier. If you knew you're going to be on this earth up only to 75 years old, that probably make things a lot easier, right? But then again, we want to live long and healthy lives. And if we live to 95, we want to make sure we don't outlive our money. That's one of the biggest concerns. We think about all the different risks there are out there when it comes to the markets and investing. We think about market risk. We think about like 2008 and the market lost half its value. If you had a 401k, we actually jokingly say, not funny, you may have had a 201k after the end of that. But we do know what market risk is. We know that any time you could have a market meltdown or a market correction. That's part of the risk of being in stock and stock funds. We also know that there's inflation risk. Now, we really haven't had inflation in a long time, but those who know about the early 80s and, you know, bought homes and got a mortgage at 15% or 20%, you know, some people say to me, gee, I wish those years we got 10% back into CDs. I wish we had that again at 15%. I tell them to bite their tongue, because we also had double-digit inflation. We had food prices going up, all these things going up, and high interest rates. So yes, we like to get 10%, 15% on CDs, but that probably means that inflation is running at 15-20%, so we don't want that anymore. But I guess my point with that is, when you put away money and you think about long term, you know, you're doing this dollar cost averaging through the retirement accounts. You're putting a little bit at a time, and over time, you know, we go through peaks and troughs, and we have ups and downs, and that's part of the market. And interest rates are one of those risks that I mentioned. Rates go up and rates go down. So we have market risk, we have inflation risk, we have interest rate risk. When we talk about retirement planning, one of the biggest risks that people have, I think, or are concerned about about is longevity risk, outliving the money. Again, that's one thing that's really positive, live longer at 95 years old. But you want to do those projections now and see what you can do to make changes to make sure you don't have any longevity risk. But if you're just tuning in this morning, I'm glad you're joining us on this nice Sunday morning. I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, bringing to you GPS for Your Finances every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. And today's topic, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Retirement. And we're covering topics from finances to retirement, kind of weaving in and out. But since we are living longer, gosh, right now, it's amazing. If a husband and wife retire 65, there's an 80% chance one will make it to age 90. So that's a longevity risk you think about. And how do you kind of keep up a longevity risk? We kind of think over time that stock and stock funds tend to be a good inflation risk. I mean, good way to protect against inflation. Again, nothing's ever 100%. But certainly that's a good way to kind of think about how to kind of keep up with inflation over time. Now, people say like inflation, you know, the CPI, PPI, and all these things, CPI, Consumer Price Index, PPI, Producer Price Index, you know, running between 2 and 3% a year, hardly noticeable. But again, if you shop at the grocery stores, I think you know what I'm talking about. When people say, what is inflation? You know, I haven't personally lived through inflation much. Maybe in the early 80s, you know, I felt some of that. But there are people, you know, who around this world have lived with real inflation, like what happened in Germany after the war and those type of crazy things. I don't ever see that happening. But, you know, you do see a small impact of inflation and why you have to prepare for retirement and factor that in. If I told you 10 years ago, if I told you, pull out your records or your bills from 10 years ago and you pulled out your cable bill, okay, you pulled out your cell phone bill. Now, I remember cell phones came out on the scene before data, before smartphones, before all these things. It was $29.90 a month. $29 a month, all in. Now, you know, I think my cell phone is like $140. Look at your property taxes that you're paying now. If you pulled out your bills 10 years ago, what your property taxes were back then. Anything you kind of, you know, you do, if you look back 10 years ago, then you say, oh, I get it. That's what inflation is. So when we run numbers, when we do projections, we try to look at what your situation is going to be down the road, we do have to factor in inflation. Not only factor in about 2% a year, but if you think about going back 10 years ago and pulling those statements out, that's what inflation looks like. It's, you know, you don't really notice it. It's a little bit at a time, a little bit. But then you pull out 10 years ago and say, wow, I wish I was paying that property taxes now. Wow, I wish that was my cell phone bill. Wow, I wish that was my cable bill. Oh my God, things have changed. And henceforward, you take what you're doing now and then look out 10 years or 20 years, that's the impact of inflation. So that's the thing that we try to work on in Mahoney Asset Management, to try to find solutions right now, kind of deal with some longevity risk of inflation over time. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You probably just heard a phone number during that break. I'm going to give that to you again. Get your pen and paper ready, as the first 20 callers will get this book for free, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Retirement. So that book sells on Amazon for $17.99 and also Barnes & Noble. But you can get it free right now by calling 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers will get the book for free. We'll pay the postage. There's no strings attached. Nothing. We have a whole bunch of books, a lot of extra books. Thank you, publisher. Hundreds of books sitting around that we want to get rid of 20 this morning, but I think it will make a big impact on how you can retire and give you some great strategies. Again, the first 20 callers at 845-371-0101. And we're tackling the topic of your finances, or GPS for your finances, kind of navigate all the different things you can do with your money and how to do it, the crazy world that we live in, the volatility, new president, Washington, all these things. Well, by GPS finances, we're going to help you try to navigate each Sunday of what you can do. One of the concepts I write in a lot of my books, a theme that I wrote 8 books on retirement planning, is about living abundantly. And I know it almost flies in the face of, say, wait a second, you were talking about budgets and scarcity. No, I never talk about scarcity. But yeah, we do talk about budgets. because we kind of want to look at what's coming in, what's going out. Can we make any changes? Can we make more income? Just an opportunity for that. Can we actually cut expenses where it makes sense? Again, if, let's say you go to gym and you enjoy the gym and you're doing great. No one tells you to cut your expenses out. That could be one of the best investments you make in yourself. But let's say you somehow signed up for 3 separate gyms. Well, maybe you want to cut 2 out. And there's different services that are out there. And I know like a lot of companies, they want reoccurring revenue, right? They want to charge you every month, you know, for the rest of your life, whatever that service is. As a consumer, we do not want reoccurring expenses unless we're using that service. So sometimes you need to look through your credit cards, American Express, Citibank, MasterCard, all these Visas, all the different things you have, and see what's reoccurring. And people say, gee, I really can't save any more money towards retirement. I really just, you know, the money that comes in, I pay taxes, and the money goes straight out. I agree. I know it's difficult, but I think the opportunity here is looking through some of these reoccurring expenses. You'd be surprised. And I've had people call in from the radio, from different appearances I make, and say, you know what? I found another $80 a month. I found another $200 a month. I found another $300 a month by looking at, I didn't know it was reoccurring. I didn't know that was reoccurring. Go through that. That reoccurring expenses can now be reoccurring investments. So that's kind of how we want to change it up. And we want you to live abundantly in retirement, or even right now for that matter. It's not about money, it's about a mindset. You know, if you think about scarcity and budgets and those type of things, you really don't feel good about doing things. Every time you do something, you feel guilty for spending money. But if you have a plan, a blueprint of what you're doing, your overall theme, looking at your situation from 30,000 feet, I think at that point you can live abundantly and do the things you want to do and not live in guilt or anything like that, because you know where you are. You know where, how much money you have coming in. You know how much money is going out. You know you have much money saved. So that's why I created a GPS method or a GPS guide, just like the car. Now, again, I'm directionally impaired. I'm the first one to raise my hand. Before GPS, I don't know how I got to my appointments. Well, I did. We had MapQuest back in the day, right? MapQuest. But even before that, we didn't have MapQuest. We had maps. So I'm not sure even how I got to my appointments, but I did. Now the GPS, which I call her Mindy, she's very kind. If you go the wrong way, she'll tell you to reroute. And I think financial planning is much like that. You put in a destination where you want to go. The GPS knows where you are now and kind of shows you a route browser of how to get there. Same thing here. When we do planning for people, we take a look where the destination is. Okay, destination is 65 years old. I want $5,000 a month. Okay, now we work backwards. How are we going to do that? Sometimes it's an algebra equation. It's listing, well, $5,000 a month. Okay, that's great. That's $60,000 a year. Okay, that's year one. How about year two if inflation impacts? If you add 2%, what is that? So $6,120 and then compound 2% on top of that. So if you use $60,000 as a destination, that's a good start. At least you know where your destination is and what your goal is. But then you have to add inflation on it. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. We're here with you every Sunday morning presenting GPS for your finances. You can find more information about what we do. Our little storefront is MahoneyGPS.com. I say storefront, kidding around, because that's kind of the way the world is right now. But so it's MahoneyGPS.com. We have a lot of resources. All my TV appearances, radio, articles that we write, resources, calculators. Most recent one you'll see on there is me on Fox Business, discussing ways to put money away for retirement. And what we did, there was actually an editor's pick. So I'm very proud when one of the segments I do becomes an editor's pick. But what we did is we said, okay, let's take a look at millennials. Let's take a look at Generation X. Let's take a look at baby boomers. How should each one of those sections invest in the retirement accounts? And I gave a solution for each one of those. So if you're a millennial, go to MahoneyGPS.com, check out the Fox site. If you're a baby boomer or if you're Generation X, same thing, go there. And I gave out specific strategies, what you can do in those different areas. But most importantly, we use MahoneyGPS.com as a resource. I think the calculators are great. You could actually plug in how much you have in assets now, how much more you think you'll be able to put away each year, how many more years. Give yourself an assumption that it's going to grow 4 or 5% a year or 6% a year. Don't use assumption like 10%. That's crazy. It's going to mess things up. And press enter, and you'll see roughly how much money you could have socked away. So we think the resources that we have, MahoneyGPS.com, the resources here, the books, and the Sunday morning here on programming. What I find amazing sometimes is that, you know, people really don't plan. They just kind of haphazard. You know, I think really funny, I was kidding around one time with a client and they were telling me about this vacation. It was 2 weeks in Italy, which, by the way, I want to go to Italy. And it was, you know, they went to start off, I guess, Venice and Florence and, you know, Rome would do the Colosseum and Pompeii and all these crazy things, all these wonderful things, I should say, too. And they really put a lot. I said, let me ask you, how much time and effort you put into this? Oh, my gosh. You know, we're not going to do a tour. We're not really tour people. We don't do the buses and crammed in and crammed out. We don't go to the Vatican. And so we put this whole thing together. I said, well, yeah, okay. Well, how long do you think it took? He said, probably like 20 hours. And I think it's kind of interesting that we spend more time planning a 2-week vacation than we spend time planning a 30-year retirement. If we retire at 65 and live to 95, God bless, that's 30 years of retirement. Yet we seldom spend very little time planning or putting, you know, some ideas together or getting a professional help like our firm or other firms that are out there. And I think it's kind of right. Again, I'm glad they spent 20 hours and they're going to have a wonderful trip. They can put everything they want. They want some boutique hotels, can do this, can do that. But I also kind of remind myself, it's like, wow, you know, can you imagine taking that intensity, that type of intensity and research, and then translate that to putting that towards retirement or at least taking a couple hours? So, you know, we always think it's again, I'm sure the foot doctor said you need to come back every year. Your dentist needs, you need to see him 4 times a year. Everybody's out there. But really, when it comes to you're working so hard, you know, at least invest an hour a month or a couple hours a month on reading about retirement planning or strategies or getting some of our resources here or so many great things. But we'll be right back after these messages.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this morning. I can smell the coffee and tea that you prepared for me. Don't be selfish. Pass it along. As we mentioned during a break, there's a way to get my book for free, and that's a GPS Guide to Retirement, Life on Your Terms, my most recent book. And the first 20 calls this morning will get this book for free. So get your pen and paper ready. Put the coffee down. Put your tea down. It's hot anyway, right? 845-371-0101. I'll give that number again. It retails on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. Publisher's nice. We have a bunch of books here that we want to give away. We want to give them to you, and hopefully you can make good use of it. Phone number is 845-371-0101, and we'll get the book out to you, Life on Your Terms, a GPS Guide to Retirement. A question that comes up a lot during retirement is, what if one of us has a long-term illness? And it is a really difficult question because, you know, as you get older, the reliance on life insurance goes way, way down. I mean, once the mortgage, again, if you have a big mortgage, you should have a lot of life insurance to cover that. If you have kids running around that haven't gone to college yet, you should also have a big life insurance to take care of those type of things. And it's really important to have. I think you have a mix of term, people say term or permanent insurance. Well, permanent is very expensive, but also gives you permanent insurance, meaning if your healthcare changes, you know, they can't change that on you. And term is very cheap, but then again, it's usually limited terms, 10-year term, 20-year term, and your health can change. So I like a blend of both. I don't want to go into great details about that, but I just want to share that with you, kind of a blend of both. If in fact you're young and you have kids running around, have a big mortgage, life insurance is important. As you get older though, and the kids are grown, the house is paid off, you don't necessarily need a lot of life insurance. That depends on your situation. Now, if you both have assets together, you have a pension that won't die with you, so to speak, and that goes to the spouse, you have a whole bunch of things we can check off, then maybe you don't need as much life insurance. The biggest concern people have, and we've had experts on this topic, is long-term care insurance. I can't tell you exactly whether you should get it or not. It's always a great thing to get if you can afford it, but that's the hardest part. I always kind of say to clients, it's either the most expensive thing you'll do, you know, pay $6,000-$8,000 a year in premiums for both of you over umpteen years and hopefully never use it. That's really the goal. Or it's the cheapest thing that you've ever did, where you pay $6,000 a month. And then that provides maybe $200 a day or $300 a day towards a long-term care. This is not fun stuff to think about, but it's a reality. And one of the biggest things that can change in putting a person's retirement account together, as we do, and as we look at the projections and the GPS and all these things, but if one has a really long-term illness, that can really mess things up. A lot of the local nursing homes and long-term care facilities, not to scare you, but you know, they're $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a month. Now, if you have a pension, that will go towards it. Social Security will go towards it. But for a lot of people who haven't planned for this, and again, I hope it hasn't happened, but people haven't planned for this, it's really, really difficult to pay for. And what I see for those who got caught up in this, I watch $10,000 a month go out of their accounts. And there's not a lot you can do. You can transfer some assets, but there's a five-year look back. That's some legal matters. So as far as long-term care, you should look into it. You shouldn't say no right away. You shouldn't say, oh, it's too expensive, I'm not going to get it. I think you should look into it and see whether it makes sense or not. But that's definitely one of those things that could throw off one's retirement. Where one of spouses, again, we're talking about the financial side, we're not talking the emotional side and everything else that goes along with it. we are really talking more about the financial side of things. But one of the biggest risks in laying out finances and projections is someone getting sick and it being in a long-term facility. Not fun, but there are ways, including long-term care insurance, that can help mitigate that. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Come on our website. Check us out at MahoneyGPS.com. We have a lot of resources, including calculators, my latest TV and radio appearances, articles that we write, a whole bunch of good stuff that's there for you for free. Just click around, right click, left click, however you want to click it. One thing that we always try to install with our clients is really looking at a plan, looking at your situation from 30,000 feet. From that perspective, then it's a lot easier to make a lot of other decisions. And when I say from 30,000 feet, what we look at is kind of visualize this. We kind of look at how old you are, when you want to retire, and how long you live. Now, we show everybody living to age 95. Isn't that wonderful here at Mahoney Asset Management? Everybody gets to live to 95. Well, when you're planning, you should really plan out that far. We also take a look at your retirement spending needs, what your expenses will be. And for some people, it's the same expenses that it's costing now. It could be a little bit less if the mortgage is paid off, or maybe college loans are paid off. And maybe a little bit more, believe it or not, if you plan on doing more traveling or doing more things in those go-go years, the first 5 or 10 years in retirement. So when you kind of think about looking at your situation from 30,000 feet, you probably take a yellow pad and kind of jot some numbers down and so forth, or work with a financial planner that could do this. Again, we call our version the GPS version because people understand what that means. But for retirement spending needs, let's say you need $5,000 a month or $60,000. You know, if you're 65 years old, by the time you're 95 years old, you may need $80,000 a year to have the same lifestyle as you have now for $65,000. You know, that's the effect of inflation over time. Even the 1.5% or 2%, we really have had low inflation. Really had low inflation since 2007, almost 10, 11 years now. We've had really low inflation, which is really good. But it does creep up on you. Much like I said, if you looked at your statements 10 years ago, your bills, those invoices, you're like, wow, geez, that was pretty cheap 10 years ago. So you do have to take into that consideration. Then, of course, you have Social Security. I do believe Social Security is going to be around. I know there's a lot of those articles out there that try to scare you and so forth. At the end of the day, I believe that Social Security will stay here. And the reason why we have a system which a lot of money gets put into, the way they'll fix it, by the way, is raising taxes. That's usually how they do these things. And also raising your age, which you earliest get it. So, you know, those who are getting full Social Security at 66, that's going to change. If you're younger, and maybe 68, and maybe 70. Look, when they started Social Security, I think it was 1939 or 1940. The first start of it, you know, the life expectancy was like 65 years. You know, that's 78 years, and that kind of throws things off, you know, the actuary tables. But at the end of the day, I think we can count on Social Security. Again, I wouldn't count that as the only thing for retirement. But so when you look at it, gee, I need X amount of money in retirement, I think Social Security. I do not allow for cost of living adjustments now. I don't think there's going to be a lot of cost of living adjustments. And if you do get it, it comes off of Part B or Part D of Medicare anyway. So the last number of years have been very small Social Security increases, very small cost of living. In some years, we've had zero. So let's not count on any cost of living adjustments from Social Security. Now, if you're lucky to have a pension, there you may have a cost of living adjustment. You should take a look at that and see if that happens. If you don't, be careful, because we know the expense side is going to go up a little bit each year. And if your pension is flat without cost of living adjustment, you need to take a look at that from 30,000 feet and see how those projections look. There's a lot of things you can do, but I think the best thing you can do for your family, for your legacy, is really sit down with a financial planner. We say that over and over again, whether it's our firm, another firm, and take a look at that. You know, take a look at your situation. Much like a lot of people try to do taxes on their own and miss tax deductions, sometimes you're better there going to a professional and do your taxes as well. But we also believe that financial planners can do a lot to take a look at where you are, where you want to be, and strategies to get there. Well, I hope you enjoyed this Sunday morning. I certainly did. Next time you need to share your coffee and tea with me, please join us next Sunday and every Sunday here at 6 a.m. for GPS for Your Finances. For Mahoney Asset Management, I'm Ken Mahoney. I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous week.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.